Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this new episode on If It Was Just About the Pose, We Would Be All Healed By Now. Let's be honest here for a second. In a world full of quick online courses and teacher trainings promising to certify you in a weekend, it's easy to think that becoming a yin yoga teacher is just about memorizing poses, sequencing beautifully, and cueing mindfully. But if you have practiced yin yoga for a while, or have guided others through this practice, you already know there is something much deeper happening beneath the surface. And this is exactly where most teacher trainings miss the point. I can't tell you how often I hear this. I will just learn some yin poses on YouTube, or I will add a few restorative postures in my class, or I don't need another training, I already know the asanas of yin yoga. And I get it. I really do, because that's how I started too. We all start somewhere, usually with shapes and sequences. But somewhere along the way, we confuse the outer form with the inner experience. We start believing that if we just memorize enough postures, buy a few bolsters, and create a chill playlist, we are doing yin yoga. But here's the truth. You can't sequence your way into safety, because yin yoga isn't something you do, it's something you feel. It's what happens when you stop performing yoga and start listening to your body again. When I first started teaching, I remember downloading PDF sequences, memorizing pose names, figuring out hold times and thinking, okay, I've got this. But what no one really prepared me for, that during silence and stillness, everything starts to surface. The stillness of yin yoga brings up what the movement in other styles often keeps hidden. Emotions arise. Memories surface. The nervous system starts to recalibrate itself. And without the right tools, this can feel overwhelming, both for the teacher and for the practitioner. I've seen it happen countless times. A student begins to tremble, cry, or disassociate in class. The teacher freezes, unsure whether to intervene, comfort, or ignore. That moment of uncertainty is exactly why being trauma-informed isn't optional. It's essential. Think about it. If yoga was just about the pose, we would all be completely healed by now, right? We would all be blissed out, perfectly regulated, never anxious, never reactive. But that's not reality. We can stretch and move the body endlessly, but if we don't understand the language the body speaks, we are just moving tension around. We are not transforming it. Yin yoga is often marketed as the slow yoga, the deep stretching, or the calm class. But when practiced with trauma awareness, yin yoga becomes something far more profound. It becomes a language that your body understands even when your mind doesn't. Yin yoga works directly with the body's deeper layers, the fascia, the meridians, the nervous system. It's not just a stretch. It's a physiological conversation between your tissues, your breath, and your emotional body. But most teacher trainings stop at poses, sequencing, and anatomy. They don't teach you how the nervous system responds to long-held stillness. They don't show you what to do when your student's body enters into a survival response. They don't talk about the trauma that lives in the deep layers of the body, or how the energy moving through the meridians mirror emotional processing. That's why just learning yin yoga poses doesn't make you a teacher, and definitely not a trauma-informed one. You can teach a perfect sequence and still leave your students' nervous systems overwhelmed if you don't understand what's happening underneath. In trauma-informed yin yoga, we don't lead with alignment, we lead with attunement. We don't fix people's poses, we guide them into safety. Because without a felt sense of safety, the body doesn't soften, the nervous system doesn't regulate, the heart doesn't open. And you cannot force healing into a body that doesn't feel safe. And that's what makes trauma awareness the missing piece for those who feel like something's missing in how they have been taught to practice or teach yin. A trauma-informed yin yoga teacher knows what happens in the room isn't about perfect stillness. It's about nervous system flexibility. They understand that emotions don't need to be fixed, that holding space is more powerful than teaching the right asanas, that safety isn't a concept but a felt experience that must live in your own body before you can co-regulate others into it. This realization led me over the years to developing my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method. At its core, this method recognizes that healing and emotional regulation don't happen on one level alone. The meridian system of traditional Chinese medicine maps where energy or qi flows through the body, and each line corresponds not only with an organ, but also to an emotional aspect. The emotional body expresses through sensation. Emotions are physical impulses that need movement, breath, and awareness to complete their cycles. The nervous system acts as a translator. It decides whether your body feels safe enough to soften or whether it needs to protect and contain. And this is what I teach in my 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training. It's not a course about perfect sequencing or fancy cues. It's a deep dive into how yin yoga actually works through the meridian system, through emotional processing, and through the nervous system's natural intelligence. It's where you learn how to read your student's signals, recognize trauma responses, and hold space without absorbing the suffering of others. Because real transformation as a teacher doesn't come from learning more shapes. It comes from learning how to see, sense, and hold what's happening beyond them. If you ever felt that there is more to yoga than what you were taught, I've created something for you to experience that missing piece yourself. It's called the Emotional and Nervous System Yin Reset. A free one-hour experience that helps you move from overwhelm to safety through gentle yin yoga practice, short theory session, and guided reflection. And if you're ready to explore more, you're also invited to my upcoming free event, Yin Immersion, where we go even deeper into this topic. I will share the links in the description to access these offerings. If today's episode resonated with you and you're curious to experience how this really works in practice, I invite you to explore it through my free resource, The Emotional and Nervous System Yin Reset. This experience combines short comprehensive theory, a guided yin yoga practice based on my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, and a reflection journal to integrate your experience. And if you feel ready for more, you are also invited to join my free event called Yin Immersion, where we will explore these topics even deeper. This will be a 3 days live event starting on the 5th of December 2025. If you cannot make it to the live event, no worries, I will also share the recordings. I will share the links to these offerings in the description, along all my other resources. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll hear you in the next episode.